Hello there and welcome to your first lesson of Thinking into Character. Let's get started. As I shared in the introduction, these lessons are based on a number of sources derived from my studies at London Business School and Harvard Business School and on the teachings of Bob Proctor, Earl Nightingale, Napoleon Hill, and many other authors. These learnings are also underpinned by teachings from the late Stephen Hawking, Richard Branson, Elon Musk, Andrew Carnegie, Albert Einstein, Henry Ford, Isaac Newton, and Steve Jobs, the late Apple founder. This list goes on forever. This program further explores the educational philosophy conceived by Andrew Carnegie, who asked Napoleon Hill to dedicate his life to study successful people in the world back in the 30s. These concepts have resulted in millions of people becoming very, very successful. Napoleon Hill's teaching was then adopted by Earl Nightingale, and we have adopted much of Earl's wisdom into this program as well. And currently, the living legend Bob Proctor, who has taken us to a different level of understanding and awareness. Napoleon's son Blair was a great source of inspiration to him in terms of success and character. Although Blair was born without ears, and his doctor said that his son would never be able to hear or speak, Blair grew up able to hear and speak almost normally. Napoleon's quoted, "If a person has built a sound character, it makes but little difference what people say about him, because he will win in the end." So what is character? In the Oxford Dictionary, character is defined as the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Mental activity is linked to our mind. In the context of these lessons, we are looking at building your character through the repetition of thoughts, feelings, and actions. Someone with a good character lives their life and makes their decisions in a manner which is honest, respectful, and responsible. Making mistakes doesn't mean you don't have good character. But when someone of good character makes a mistake, they take ownership for it. They also hold honorable principles, which means they will make good choices and they will do the right things even when it is difficult. Good character is also the key for persevering with your goals when others give up at the first or second hurdle. When outcome of a good character are the positive results you will achieve in your personal life, your education, and in your future career. You have absolutely no idea where this is going to take you when you talk about character. Let's understand this. It is what you think and our feelings, thoughts, and actions which ultimately manifests itself as character, which creates our results. One of the most valuable concepts that this program has taught me is the importance of setting goals. Not just any goal, not a goal you know how to achieve. I'm talking about a goal, a dream, a vision, something which is beyond your experience today. Because of the true purpose of a goal is to help you grow in your awareness of yourself. What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What are your goals? Let us see how you can begin thinking in a new and powerful way and begin discovering your true purpose in life. Let your mind go and think carefully about what goal you wish to achieve. What is it you really want to achieve in your life? Write out exactly what you want on your goal card. Goals can be written down, and in our digital world, we can photograph that. And we can have the written down version on our phones or even forego paper and type directly into your phones and keep it with us, checking our goals all the time. You can keep the image of your goals as a screensaver on your phone, on your computer. Carry a phone with you, which I do, and I check my goals all the time and I get emotionally involved with those goals. Do you know that you could wander around an educational institution anywhere in the world and ask one student after another that do they have a goal? And they will probably ask, what do you mean? And if you do find someone who has a clearly defined goal, and if they have got in writing, the chances are pretty less. If you decide what you want and you keep your goal on your phone or you carry around written down, I guarantee you it must happen. It absolutely must happen in your life. But you must think about your goal all the time and give everything you can to achieve it. Why do we have goals? You see, the average student might say they have a goal to get more, to get higher grades, to get to the chosen college or university, to be the star of the sports team, to be popular. That may be the result of the goal, but the real purpose of a goal is to grow. It causes you to draw something out of yourself that you didn't even know it existed. When you set a goal, you're going after something you want. And if you know how to reach it, it's probably the wrong goal and you're going to go sideways. Goals fall into three categories, which are referred to as A, B, and C. A-type goals are doing something you already know how to do. Now, when young people move away from an A-type goal, they generally go into a B-type goal. And what that is, where they gather all the information, all the resources, and they say, if all of these things happen, then I could accomplish this. And they make a plan, they got an absolute perfect plan. If all these things happen, then they can accomplish this. This is what they think they can do. You see, the A type is what they know they can do, and B type is what they think they can do. Do you know that there's no inspiration in going after something like that? Absolutely none. And that if you are going to really accomplish something, you're going to have to be inspired. You're going to have to pull on something that you haven't pulled on before. It's going to have to come from inside with a burning desire. People who go after B-type goals get bored. They are not inspired, so they give up. Now, let's go to the C-type. It's something that you really want. I'm talking about what you really want. Many young people say they don't know what they want. I don't believe that. I think you do know what you want. I think you are shutting it down before you give it any serious consideration. To decide what you want, you got to sit down and totally relax, and then you have to let your imagination wander. When you are going after wants, you are dealing with your dreams and imagination. Type A goal is going after what you know. Type B goal is what you think that you can do. And type C goal, wants, is your dream. We have been conditioned that dreaming is just for small children. And when you first went to school, you get told off for daydreaming, which limited your imagination. Not at every school, only at some schools. Dreaming alone will not bring you success, but it's definitely a good starting point for the creative process. And dreaming is not just for small children, it is for all of us. When you let your mind wander, your dreams will unfold. Do you know Napoleon Hill said, the imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivably powerful force the world has ever known? Don't you find it strange that the UK has some of the top schools, colleges and universities in the entire world with very small creative departments or sections? We have people saying, well, I'm not really creative. Writers are creative, artists are creative, but I'm really not creative. Everyone is creative. Creativity comes from the root creator and is within everybody's reach. It's a matter of whether or not you're expressing your creativity. Well, don't let anyone steal your dream. When you sit down and decide what you want, you will not know how you're going to get it. The fun is in finding out how you are going to get it. When I set a goal, and if it doesn't scare me, I know I'm going on the wrong track. So, if you know how you will do it, you are going sideways. Set a C-type goal, which is big and beautiful. There is a creative process to achieve your goals. You need to ask yourself two simple questions. One, am I willing? And two, am I able? You've got to build a dream. You take the dream and you move it from a dream to a theory. You take it and build an image. Just follow the pyramid and you turn it into a theory, now that is when you are giving your dream some serious consideration. You're starting to use your reasoning mind. Now, before we can turn the theory into a goal, we have to ask ourselves the same question I mentioned before. Am I able to do this? And yes, I am. Well, if we believe everything we've been taught by science and the laws of nature, we have deep reservoir of talents. We have the infinite potential. I don't know how, but I'm able. The second question we have to ask, am I willing? Am I willing to pay the price? Am I willing to do what I have to do to get to where I want to? In that moment, your theory turns into a goal. As you get emotionally involved in the goal, you are going to find that your emotional involvement is going to change your behavior. Yet you are going to find as your behavior changes, your theory turns into a fact. And once you reach your goal, it turns into a fact that puts you in position to build bigger and better dreams. Now, let's back up a little bit. How do you decide what you want? You've got to sit down and start writing all your wants down. Make a shopping list. I think there are three goals young people should have. They should have a personal goal, they should have an educational goal, and indeed a career goal. Your educational goal could be a shared one, where you might want to sit down with your peers, parents, teachers at your educational institution and say, what could we accomplish here together? It might be launching a debating club where your team compete nationally or at a British parliamentary debating. It could be a group researching and publishing a complex topic on behalf of your educational institution. It might be taking part in a leadership program or charitable activities or in an innovative new business startup idea. These are goals, and as we work towards them, we combine our energies. When young people are working towards something, they love, they are alive. If they are just working, they don't have any fun. And so, you got to sit down and you got to decide what you really want and start to make a list. You are capable of doing anything, and what you are really doing is raising your level of conscious awareness. You are going to find that when you decide on the one thing on the list that you want more than anything, that becomes the star you're going to shoot for. That is what you capture as your goal on your phone or the goal card I was talking about earlier. That becomes the goal. It might be gaining placement at a great university you wish to attend. It might be getting top grades or a certain qualification or a placement in a top company which will enable you to lead the life you dream of. It could be an exciting gap year to explore the world that becomes your goal, or to set a startup business that's what you working towards. It's the same within a tutor group, a club, a sports team. You could create a masterminding group, a brainstorming group. How can we make our team more effective than it is now? Think about this. You can find someone possibly saying, well, I'm not doing that. That's okay. They are not part of the group. Don't let another person dictate how you are going to live. Don't let conditions or circumstances dictate that. It has nothing to do with what's going on outside of you. It's what's going inside of you that drives and achieve your results. The late Stephen Hawking said, many people blame circumstances for where they are. Just think of how he defined the circumstances in his life. At age just 21, he was given the shocking diagnosis of the motor neuron disease. At the time, doctors gave him a life expectancy of just few years. Can you imagine at the very peak of youth being given this devastating news? The life-changing impact that would have on you and him and all of us, all your hopes and dreams for your future totally smashed. No one would have blamed him if he retreated into depression or gave up on him, just waiting to die. He made up his mind to let the doctors look after his body, but he will look after his mind. Isn't it beautiful? He refused to let this beat him. He decided not to let the doctor's diagnosis define him. His education, his life, his goals. He lived for another 55 years to an astonishing age of 76. He studied at Cambridge. He became a world-famous physicist and a cosmologist. He starred in films. He wrote best-selling books. He inspired millions. He married. He had children. He had left a legacy which will be remembered for life. Can you and I create a similar legacy in our own way? Absolutely, we can. I don't believe in conditions and circumstances either. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find it, they'll make them. So you absolutely refuse to let anything that's going on outside stop you. We are goal-seeking individuals, every one of us. If you ever watch a baby, the baby's goal is to walk. Yet the baby falls down and hits their head, and the baby cries, bleeds, but doesn't stay down. The baby gets up and pretty soon is saying, "Look, Mom, Dad, I'm walking." Then a few years later, that same child gets on a bike and the challenge is to balance it and learn how to ride. "Look, Mom and Dad, no hands, I'm cycling, then I'm swimming," it goes on. Now, do you know what your goal is? Your goal, your real purpose is to grow. You want to ask yourself, what do you really love to do? That's what you are going to get good at. That's what your purpose is going to be all about. That's what your goal is all about. More towards what you want to do. Have a personal goal. Have an educational goal. Have a professional goal. Your personal goal and your professional goal should be consistent with your long-term goal, which is your purpose. So you want to make sure, as you go towards the big goal, that all your little goals will fall into place. I guarantee you, you'll set something on fire inside you. There's nothing like it. The goal achievers are productive individuals, and they are happy. Don't listen to people that tell you why something can't be done. Just ignore them. It does not matter who they are. Respect them, but you do not have to conform to their views. It is their view. We are all unique, and who can tell us what we want? Only we have got to give a command and follow it. That is the discipline we need to learn. Congratulations on taking your first step towards thinking into character. Now that you know a lot more about setting goals, the right kind of goals, what do you do next? You take action, because that's where the learning really begins. Without actions, goals are just dreams. So sit down and ask, if you had all resources, there are no limitations, then what do you really want to accomplish? It's a great opportunity to be creative. Thinking about the idea that you are unique and make yourself a unique human being. Do not follow the masses. If you want to be free, please become who you are and not who your parents want you to be, not your teachers want you to be. Become who you want to be. Good luck and see you at the next lesson.